This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Theater companies will do just about anything to get a full house these days. Many slash ticket prices. They add edgy shows to their season lineup. But one of the most creative theater experiences can be found about 40 miles south of Atlanta in a community called Serenby. Our producer Sean Powers paid a recent visit to the Serenby Playhouse to catch a production of a timeless children's story.
The barn at Serenby is filled with chickens and llamas and, for the next month, an audience. Today there are more than 100 people there, half of them kids, and for the next hour they'll be transported to Zuckerman's Farm. It's the fictional setting of the beloved story Charlotte's Web. Kids' eyes light up when the animals begin to sing.
Come on boys, let's go to the fair. See the funny sights in the cool night air. Grasshopper kissing the old black crow. Roadhog ready to do-si-do.
Well, actors in animal costumes. The story of friendship between the spider Charlotte and a humble pig named Wilbur plays out the way our imagination might, with the hot Georgia air and the farm animals surrounding us.
My name is Charlotte.
Charlotte what?
Charlotte A. Cavatica. I'm a spider.
I think you're beautiful.
Thank you.
And your web is beautiful too.
It's my home. I know it looks very fragile, but it's really very strong. It protects me, and I trap my food in it.
I'm so glad you'll be my friend. In fact, it restores.
For many of the kids here, this is a milestone as the first time they've seen professional theater. And it's also a magical experience, especially for 9-year-old Josie Wilson and 7-year-olds Sophie Hart and Campbell Hannah.
It was more fun to sit and watch people actually act in front of you rather than sitting in your living room watching it on a TV.
Do any of you have aspirations about becoming an actor?
No.
Wait, you do? Even more so after watching this show?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me why?
I want to play a part in Charlotte's Web.
Which part?
I want to play Charlotte.
Now, are any of you afraid of spiders?
No.
No. Nope.
This barn house production isn't trying to cure arachnophobia. Serenby Playhouse director Brian Cloutis says his real mission is to recreate the idea of theater. Serenby is entering its 8th season, and Cloutis says shows like this help change the theater-goer demographic by attracting younger audiences.
There's this national conversation about how do we sustain opera, theater, ballet when the audience is dying. You have to recreate it and create art for your audience. You know, I'll get on my soapbox about, I don't care how good the play is, if it's not a sold-out audience, there's an issue you're having.
The last 3 shows for Charlotte's Web have been sold out since performances began last week. Where this show happens matters to the actors, too.
Charlotte summoned all her strength and she waved to Wilbur. She then went to her web, wrapped herself in it, and never moved again.
Eric Poger Abramson narrates Serenby's Charlotte's Web.
And that's what's so interesting about this place, too, is because, I mean, you're outside, you're whatever, you know, there's not like I've...
Okay.
what was that sound?
I think that chicken was just screaming in pain or something. That's what it sounded like, but I'm not sure.
I'll find the butcher.
Yeah. but the fact that, like, you're already outside, it's not like, you know, I was in this building, now I'm out, and then, like, I'm no longer at the theater, right? The theater happens everywhere.
I'll hold on to one sweet memory. Spinning webs until the dawn.
Serenby Playhouse will give the outdoor treatment to 4 more productions this season of Mice and Men, Sleepy Hollow, The Snow Queen, and Miss Saigon, for which they'll use a real helicopter. For On Second Thought, I'm Sean Powers in Atlanta.
All the fun we had this year. I am leaving. Don't you cry, it won't be long. I'll hold on to one sweet memory, spinning webs until the dawn.